Welcome to the Embarcadero Podcast, creating high-performance, rich business applications on Windows, Mac, and mobile. I'm Sven Wetmore with Embarcadero Technologies. In today's podcast, I'm joined by Serena DuPont, our RAD Studio product manager, who will explain how creating multi-platform applications is vital to the success of any business, along current industry trends, multi-platform development solutions, and the pros and cons of application solutions in today's marketplace. Hi, Serena. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Sven. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. You know, I've been a Windows and a Mac user for a long time, and I've also been an iPhone user since it was first released. In both my personal and professional life, I've seen how important it is to be able to access applications across several devices. Yeah, whether I'm, want it to be an application for personal use or business-critical applications that allow me to get my job done. You know, it seems that not a day goes by that without reading about Mac and mobile development that Apple's rapid growth and impact, how they impact Macs are, having across the enterprise.
I know, Sven. Apple has seen immense growth over the last couple of years, both in the desktop and the mobile space. And it's really interesting if we're looking at some stats that have been posted and seeing that in the second fiscal year of 2011, Apple reported sales of around 4 million Macs, which is a year-over-year increase of 28%, which is quite substantial. I also recently read that VentureBeat reported that the iPhone has increased its presence in the enterprise space, with 88 of the companies on the Fortune 100 list either testing or deploying applications on it.
Wow, that is a lot. A few days ago I heard that this growth is heavily reflected across enterprises where more and more employees are bringing their own devices, including MacBooks and iPhones and iPods, to the workplace, which isn't really surprising if you think about it, considering how popular Apple devices have become.
That's right. We're seeing a lot more people bring their own devices to their companies. Now, this is a trend which is commonly referred to as BYOD, bring your own device, and has created a real shift in the industry. But it's also presented both challenges to IT, but also a really big opportunity for application developers to reach a whole new audience of customers. Now, what's that doing is it's causing developers to look for solutions to build multi-platform applications, and it can be quite difficult to figure out which tools provide the best results for them.
So what does Embarcadero bring to the table to address this growing BYOD trend across the enterprise?
Yes, Sven, here at Embarcadero, we offer FireMonkey. Now, FireMonkey is a next-generation business application platform. And what FireMonkey allows you to do, it lets you code native Windows and Mac applications. And the idea behind this was to make it as easy as possible for developers to reach the audience, regardless of platform or device. So with FireMonkey, developers can create a native Windows application and build a native Mac application based on the same source code simply by selecting Mac as the target platform. This is really huge and helps developers save both time and money.
That is huge, Serena. FireMonkey, that sounds interesting. So what industries do you see adopting Mac the most?
When we're looking at the different industries, we're seeing really strong adoption across many different verticals, from healthcare to manufacturing and government. Now, I recently read a report in PC Mag that Mac sales to enterprise users surged over 60% just the first quarter of the year. Now, over 60% is quite significant. And what it also means that it significantly outpaced the growth in the rest of the enterprise PC market, which only grew by 4.5%. Now, what I also found really interesting was that Mac sales to government departments grew by over 150%.
Government, really? That's interesting.
What this shows is that all enterprises are adopting Macs at a rapid rate, which is presenting a great opportunity for application developers to increase their reach across new customer bases in this marketplace.
How do you compare building applications for iPhone or iPad to desktop application development for Windows and Mac?
Sven, iPad and especially iPhone applications are different when it comes to both the user interface design, the user interface experience, and the overall application functionality. Now, developers are either creating iPhone and iPad applications for field sales enablement or to reach new customers by focusing on being a mobile application developer or by creating a, so to speak, mobile companion application that can be used to market their full-fledged desktop application.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. You hear about web apps a lot nowadays and how tools like Adobe Flash and Silverlight can help you create applications that run on multiple platforms. What do you think of these tools?
Sven, those are really good, but the challenge here is performance. Running on multiple devices and amazing visuals are really useless if the user experience is slow and sluggish. Now, that's a consideration we had when we created FireMonkey. FireMonkey is a native multi-platform solution. So what that means is that FireMonkey applications are 100% CPU and GPU native, allowing you to leverage the speed and power of your hardware. So an application will have the performance and responsiveness that you simply cannot get from rich internet application platforms like Adobe Flash or virtual machine runtimes and dynamic languages.
So how does FireMonkey compare with solutions from Microsoft, say like .NET or Visual C++?
Well, you know, what you run up against with Microsoft programming tools and platforms is that they're Windows only. Now, nowadays, it's really unrealistic to think that as a developer, you can target only one platform and that that's sufficient. Now, with FireMonkey, you can write an application once and then deploy to both Windows and Mac, and you can also build applications for iOS.
Well, that should be getting a lot of people's attention. So how do you suggest developers pick a solution to work with?
You know, I think when developers are looking for solutions, there are a couple of things to keep in mind, and that's whether they want to develop a native app or maybe go with a web app development, what they're trying to achieve with the application, who is their target audience, you know, what platforms are they trying to develop for, how important is performance to them, and whether or not they're developing a native application. Now, if you want to develop a native application, once on Windows and then want to be able to leverage that same code to deploy to Mac, that is only something that you can do with FireMonkey. And then, you know, last, try out the different tools that are available in the marketplace. Download them and see how they fit your needs.
Well, trying is the best way to figure it out, isn't it? So where can people find out more about FireMonkey?
You can find out more about FireMonkey on our website at embarcadero.com/FireMonkey. We also have a trial available that you can download from our website. And we'd love to hear from you and see how you're liking the product.
Well, thanks for joining us, Serena. You've given developers a lot of great information to think about. Once again, you've just heard from Serena DuPont, our RAD Studio product manager, on FireMonkey and RAD Studio. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.